Blog Talk Radio.
If I wasn't there when he called, he got mad.
She was always telling me how to dress.
Every time it was like, is he hitting on you?
She kept telling people I was cheating on him.
I didn't want to lose him.
Man, was she jealous.
It was like I couldn't go anywhere without him.
She didn't want me to see my friends.
He cares about me so much. I guess that's why he hit me.
Dating abuse can take many forms. Some so subtle, your teenager may not even know it's happening. That's why parents need to know what dating abuse is and how it can start. How you can spot the signs and, most important, how you can help prevent it. So talk to your teen today. Help them understand how dating abuse can happen and teach them to choose respect in all their relationships and to expect no less when they're dating. To learn more about the warning signs of dating abuse, go to ChooseRespect.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Respect.
Give it. Get it.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Well, I want to first say Happy New Year to those of you who just started tuning in, and thank you to the old listeners. Wow, we are past 560,000 downloads of the podcast. That is correct. I can't even imagine how many times. 560,000. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, and I hope you have enjoyed the shows and were able to share them with friends and family. Well, today we're going to be talking about a serious matter. February is not only Valentine's Day is in there, and Black History Month is in there, and heart disease is in there, but there's also another issue at hand that's going on across the country, teen dating violence. I remember the first time I did a show on this, I have a teenager, so I was just like, what? Those words all in the same sentence kind of shook me because I don't remember experiencing or really even dealing with that when I was younger, but it is a serious issue, and Congress has made February the month to really try to pump up awareness about it. It's a very serious matter. 1 in 3 teens and young adults experience some form of dating abuse. And today I have some special guests with me, Jasmine Seha, she's from Break the Cycle, and two young women from A Long Walk Home, Lanisha Baldwin and Alisa J. Hill. And I believe they are on the line. Let's see here. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Jasmine?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you for having me on. I'm very excited to start talking about dating abuse.
Yeah, I think we had some other calls. I think they got disconnected, but we'll hopefully they'll call back in a minute. That was we have two women from A Long Walk Home going to be calling in. Let me just tell them a little bit about you. You are a youth programs coordinator with Break the Cycle, and also you serve as a supervisor of the Love is Respect National Youth Advisory Board. So, Jasmine, how did you get involved in this issue of teen dating violence?
So I always knew in high school, we knew that there was an issue like dating violence, but we didn't know that there was a term. In high school, we knew couples had drama, had issues, but, you know, jealousy and all of that. So as I was studying in college, I recognized that it was something that was more than just drama. It was more than just an argument. And I decided to really focus on adolescents and the struggles that they go through. And we know that teens have so much going on, but the issue of dating violence just stood out as something that more people needed to talk about. You see the statistics, the 1 in 3 statistics that you gave, and it's just amazing that there aren't as many resources for teens as when we think about adult domestic violence. So I found Break the Cycle, found the resources, and after college, a few months, I was able to be lucky enough to work with them. And Break the Cycle has recently partnered with the National Dating Abuse Helpline, which is both of us, we run and add information to loveisrespect.org. And through
Love Jasmine, I think we had another caller. I'm sorry, I think we have another guest here. Let me just bring them in. Good morning. You're calling from 773 area code?
Yes, this is Lanisha.
Hi, Lanisha. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Let me tell the audience a little bit about Lanisha. Lanisha works with A Long Walk Home as a youth board member, and she's also was nominated by Melissa Harris-Perry and Salamisha Tillay and won the Roots Young Futurist Award. And you're also going to school at Southern Illinois University in Illinois. Thank you so much again for calling in today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So I was just talking to Jasmine about how she got involved in working on teen dating violence, the issue of teen dating violence. Tell me, how did you come to work on this issue?
It first began when I was in the Long Walk Home's Girlfriends Program Leadership Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I didn't really know what dating violence was. It was like just something that kind of appeared in my life. Actually, I am a victim of, a survivor of dating violence. Like my sophomore year in high school, I was dating an older guy, and within the Girlfriends Leadership Institute program, we were learning about it. So it was kind of shocking. It was like I was seeing all these signs. Everything we were learning about daily, it was like it was starting to happen to me, but it was a part of me I didn't want to accept it. So that's when I started to notice what dating violence was and learn about it was my sophomore year in high school.
Wow. So, Jasmine, talk to me a little bit about what are some of the signs that people need to look for. Lanisha was just saying she was ignoring the signs. Jasmine, tell me, what do you think some of the signs are?
Sure, and some of the signs are more subtle, and I think that's the reason why we tend to just think it's something that is normal in a relationship. But a big one that's happening, and teens have a hard time understanding this, is if your partner's checking your cell phone or email or having you check in and text them all the time, you know, without your permission,
mm-hmm.
that's a warning sign. Things that, like jealousy. I have teens around me. I work with teens, and a lot of times they say jealousy is a sign of love. It's okay to be jealous. It's normal. And although it's a natural emotion, them being jealous and telling you what to do and controlling your behavior is not showing love. It's more a sign of their insecurity and lack of trust. So extreme jealousy would be another warning sign. Physically hurting you in any way is probably one that people tend to notice. It's one of the more obvious forms of abuse. But
mm-hmm.
that's really a big, big warning sign that this has moved to an abusive relationship. Possessiveness, explosive temper, and isolation, and I know that happens a lot with teens and young adults. If your partner's putting you down or making you feel bad about hanging out with your family members, your friends, or isolating you physically on campus, I know I can think of experiences where we would hang around, you know, with our friends, and the second we had boyfriends, we were by ourselves somewhere where our friends didn't know. And physical isolation and emotional isolation makes it very easy for the partner to control you.
Jasmine, let me just break in here. Lanisha, does any of this sound familiar? Would you mind telling us more specifically what your partner was doing or what signs did you see? Was it physical, emotional? Was it, if you feel comfortable, was it sexual? Because that's also an issue forcing you to be intimate when you don't want to be. Was he stalking? What were some of the signs that you had, Lanisha?
It's fine. The first problem I had with him, it was a jealousy. Like, at first, like how she just said, I thought it was normal for a boyfriend to be jealous. But
mm-hmm.
he was overly jealous all the time. He always wanted to look through my phone. And I was like, well, whatever, I don't have anything to hide. So he would always go through my phone. He was always jealous. He would, if I was hanging around a group of guys, he's like, so you messing with one of them? Or something like that. So it just started to escalate after a while. Like, we got into a physical altercation one time, and he didn't push me. I mean, he didn't hit me, but he pushed me. And I hit my face, the left side of my face, on a wooden wall that was kind of cracked up and everything. And I had a black eye for the first time in my life, and I didn't know what to do. So I told my parents, well, my mom and my grandma, and basically, they were so upset. I had to go get a layer cut, like for hair,
mm-hmm.
like get a hairstyle with a layer cut to get my face covered. My face was kind of swollen. So that was the first time. And I was about 17, 18 when that happened. And some more times I started back talking to the guy. Like, he apologized to me, like, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again, and which I learned that was the honeymoon phase, like, some of the phases for the honeymoon phase, and it just all happened again. It just started getting more vigorous, and it's like it got worse when it was time for me to come to college because I decided not to stay in my hometown, which is Chicago. I decided not to stay. I decided to go away, even though it's not that far, but he didn't want me to leave at all.
He didn't want you to go.
So,
yeah. That's
so
the thing. That's
so every day.
Every day,
so,
yeah. Let me just tell the audience, Lanisha, let me just tell the audience that among adult victims of rape, physical violence, and stalking by an intimate partner, 22% are women, 15% are men, but they experience the first form of partner violence usually between the ages of 11 and 17, and that's based on the CDC. And approximately 9% of high school students report being hit, slapped, or physically hurt on purpose by a boyfriend or a girlfriend in 12 months before they were questioned about this survey. Jasmine, do you talk to young men about being abused? Because a lot of times media, in terms of, like, domestic violence, we focus on women, and that is the majority of the cases. But what is your experience, Jasmine, with young men coming to you about this issue of stalking or physical violence or other issues?
Yeah, we work with both young men and women. We know that abuse doesn't discriminate in the sense of gender, even where you're from. So when I speak to these young men, a lot of times if we – most of our presentations are both men and women in the same room, but where I find more of the discussion is when the young men are separated. And it's a sense of empowerment for them, which we're always trying to empower them to recognize the warning signs, but a lot of them, this may be the first time that they hear in their lives that girls can be just as abusive as men. And I know in their social groups, it's a lot more difficult for men to, you know, boys and young men to say, hey, my girlfriend's abusing me, because a lot of times, even in the classroom, I hear, you know, the giggling and how are you going to let a girl do that to you? Girls are, you know, they're not as strong, and it has nothing to do with strength. There's a few shows that I will reference every now and then, some on MTV or, you know, like Teen Mom, where there was a very high-profile case of a girlfriend who was being very physically, emotionally, verbally abusive towards her boyfriend. And it's hard for them to see it as abuse because, you know, just depending on your different cultures, guys are supposed to be the macho, strong ones. But I always remind them, like, abuse is abuse regardless of who's giving it. The second you feel disrespected, the second you feel hurt, scared, or threatened, that's a big sign to get help. And we have a lot of information through Love is Respect on loveisrespect.org where both young men and women can ask questions. We want to build a network where we're not just giving them resources and telling them what it is, but we're giving them the opportunity to connect with us. And that's why we have the chat, online chat. They can text message us. They can call. So anyone who needs help.
That's a really great point you brought up, in that when the boys were separated, that they were able to be more open. Lanisha, talk to us a little bit about some of the programs going on at A Long Walk Home, what you guys do there and how it's been helping young women in Chicago.
At A Long Walk Home, we're actually opening up doing more programs. So just like the Girlfriends Leadership Institute, they work at Mercy's Home, and that's like a place where boys and girls live there, and they actually can go through the girls there and go through the program. We're actually trying to start off another branch-off program called Brothers, but it's in the making. It hasn't been created yet, but we're trying to get everything together because running one part of an organization is really tough. So, you know, trying to incorporate many more things. We also have SOARS. Like, it's where performers can go and do different pieces on sexual and domestic violence if they choose to on a college campus. And we try to become active with different organizations and see how did they become so successful so we can also build up our organization as well and have a partnership with everyone.
You're doing a lot of great things. The web address for both organizations, for Jasmine's organization, is breakthecycle.org. And also loveisrespect.org, and then alongwalkhome.org is Lanisha's organization that is in Chicago. Break the Cycle, you guys have things all over the country. You're in California, right, Jasmine?
Yes, I am. Yes, yeah, so we have offices in LA, California, and Washington, D.C., and then our partners, the Dating Abuse Hotline, are in Texas. So we are now. Go ahead.
I was going to let them know that you have a Facebook page for Break the Cycle. You can go on Facebook and check that out. And also, A Long Walk Home has a Facebook. And Long Walk Home is on Twitter. It's at A Long Walk Home. So you want to follow them and support what they're doing there. I just want to also mention that the CDC has a Division of Violence Prevention, and one of its new initiatives is called Dating Matters, Strategies to Promote Healthy Teen Relationships. And they're doing that in Chicago, Illinois, Baltimore, Maryland, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Oakland, California. Again, that's called Dating Matters. And they're trying to bring programs into even middle schools across the country. So if you're interested in trying to bring something to your area, check that out on the CDC's page, Dating Matters Program. One of the things that people who are at risk for dating violence, like, you know, you're like, well, how could somebody even get involved with this? But people who have had traumatic trauma in their life, alcohol abuse, maybe they were involved with a friend who had that type of background, being exposed to very harsh parenting and harsh discipline from their parents or caregivers, or lack of parental supervision and monitoring and warmth in their lives also can make an individual at risk. Jasmine, talk to me about the perpetrator. Is that the similar for the perpetrator as well, those types of the background, or what's the background of a perpetrator?
So there are very similar factors into people who tend to abuse. A big one that we know here in the domestic violence field is that if you see domestic violence as a child, you're more likely to repeat the behavior. That's not anyone, but it is a big risk factor because you may build a sense of normalcy, like this is how I deal with my anger. This is not a problem because this is all I know. And it's why it's so important for friends, family members, organizations like ours and national organizations, local, to really give those examples of what healthy relationships are. I know often perpetrators are also dealing with alcohol and drug abuse that can escalate violence. But teens can experience abuse or can, you know, perpetrate abuse if they don't know what healthy relationships are. So it's a real big reason why this month for February we coined the term, it's time to start talking about healthy relationships. It's Dating Violence Awareness Prevention Month, but we really need to give them the foundation. There's a lot of events that we're doing for
Dating Violence. I'm sorry, Jasmine, let me just bring Lanisha in here. Lanisha, at the Long Walk Home, do you talk about not only what happened to an individual, the violence, but do you then talk to them about what does a healthy relationship look like and what did you learn about what does a healthy relationship look like for each?
Yes, we always give the pro, like, the both outlooks on like dating violence and sexual violence. Like, I ran a workshop last summer about what a healthy relationship looks like. We worked with Between Friends, and basically he had like a game that it's like a scenario game, and you could pick, would you stay or would you go? So it was like what a healthy relationship was versus a non-healthy relationship. So it was like you had the choice to pick what was the right scenario, what you thought was the right scenario, and whoever decided to pick which side, he would explain what it was and why it was unhealthy or healthy. So, yes, we do.
So, Jasmine, what are some things that you can tell teens or parents or just friends who know teens? What can they tell a teen that would help them pull away from a negative relationship? Or is there something that they can tell them? Or is it just taking them to maybe a location or a meeting? Or what if you see somebody and you talk to them, sometimes they don't want to leave. What can we as a friend or family do to help them pull away from the negative situation?
So the most important thing is to be supportive and stay supportive, because it's very likely that the person you're trying to tell that they're in an abusive relationship, one, may not want to believe it, two, may think you're the one who doesn't know. So talk about it. Just let them know that, you know, an easy thing that I know friends do in middle schools and high schools is they'll say, hey, I had a workshop, and did you know that this is dating violence? On Love is Respect, we have healthy relationship quizzes. I always tell parents to just invest and be interested in what your teen is doing in high school. If you see something on TV, if there's a TV show, a radio show, you know, anything, mm-hmm. just watch it together. There are several movies, books. You want to make it as, you know, you want to make it not as awkward as possible. And definitely approaching your children about this issue can be scary, and they put up a wall, like, I don't want to talk to you about this. But leave that door open, even when they're pushing back, because then that way they know that if they need this help, if they experience it, you're there to talk to them, and if you're not putting them down. It's very easy as family members to have an emotional response. If something's happening to your children, the first thing is, who is this person and where can I find them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a mom. I mean, I know my daughter had one particular situation in high school, and basically I was like, well, the third time this happens, I'm coming up to the school because, you know, this is ridiculous. So, you know, she was able to handle it and everything worked out. Let me just tell the audience, there's a National Dating Abuse Helpline, 1-866-331-9474. Again, this is the National Dating Abuse Helpline, 1-866-331-9474. Or you can text 77054. Again, you can text 77054. Also, I want to mention that breakthecycle.org, great website, alongwalkhome.org. Also, you can follow Along Walk Home on Twitter, at Along Walk Home, and both organizations have Facebook pages. Again, as Jasmine mentioned and Lanisha mentioned, there are signs, but sometimes we ignore them or we think that it's normal. But there are quizzes and things that you can do on these different websites just to say, well, let me just see, is this really what's happening? Is this really dating violence? You know, what are some of the things I should look for? And if you know young men as well, as Jasmine said, can be victims of dating violence, domestic violence as teens. But it may be a little harder for them to talk about it because of our culture of machismo that, you know, you're supposed to be in control. Or vice versa, they can be the perpetrator and try to have too much control. So as a parent or a caregiver or aunt or uncle, just try to be involved in your youth that are around you in their lives. But one of the key factors that Lanisha brought up is there's a pattern. There was the abuse, then there was the honeymoon phase, I love you, it's okay, I'm sorry, blah, 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 but then it goes back. So if the thing keeps happening, it's a cycle, and that's why Break the Cycle, a great name of organization. That's when you know, okay, this is a serious problem, I got to move on, I got to get help, I got to get out. Jasmine and Lanisha, thank you so much for calling in today and talking about this important issue.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And Jasmine, congratulations on the award. I mean, Lanisha, congratulations on the Root Award.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work. Both of you guys are doing some great work, and definitely you will have a lot of fans because when you help someone get out of that type of situation, Lanisha, as you know, is such a sense of relief and kind of like you were probably in a dream, and then when you came out, you're like, wow, this is normal, and that was the crazy, you know?
Yes, because no one really expected it. Like, when I finally came out and told my story about it, all the girls in the program, they were looking like, no, that's not true. And basically, it became a mentorship for me. Like, I encourage anybody, if you see a sign, don't wait. It may be hard because it's not easy getting out of those relationships. It may cause problems with different people, but you have to keep yourself safe and happy because
there's only one of you.
That looks good is not happy. It's not.
Yeah, everything that looks good. Yeah, definitely. Everything that looks shiny and bright. They could be fine as you know what, you know, but it doesn't matter. And they can be smart, or they can even be a small guy. You know, you think, well, only big macho guys looking muscle bound, but even a small guy can be stalking you, can be harassing you verbally, putting you down. So you really have to.
Exactly.
I think the key is love yourself. And if you don't know what a healthy relationship, because nobody, to be honest, talked to me when I was younger. Nobody sat down and said, this is a healthy relationship. Never, ever did I have that conversation. They talked to me about contraception, but not what is a healthy relationship. So I would say loving and caring and supportive and listening. You can be angry at your partner, but then there has to be some resolution or you have to separate. And I think the pattern is the real key word here, the pattern. If it keeps happening more than once, more than twice, then it's like, okay, I need to get on. But, ladies, thank you so much for coming on today. And I want to thank you for sharing all your knowledge and your stories, Jasmine and Lanisha. You guys have a wonderful Saturday, okay?
You too. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Remember, this is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. Excuse me, but this is happening all year round. Don't just think in February, I need to be focused on this. If you have a teen in your life, a child in your life, be aware of the signs. Get yourself educated so that, you know, when they start getting involved. I remember the quote I mentioned from the CDC, between 11 years old and 17 years old is that when the dating violence abuse happens. So, yes, at 11. I think 11, you're in, like, the sixth grade or something like that, or fifth grade, I think. So it happens so young that you may, as a parent, think, oh, nothing's going on, but it could be going on. So try to be aware. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I encourage you to follow, become a fan. I'm going to be giving away some things today, maybe some gift cards, some videos. You never know, so follow at Joy Keys, become a fan on Facebook. You guys have a wonderful Saturday. Next Saturday, I'm going to be speaking with filmmaker Stacey Muhammad about her web series dealing with young men and coming out of prison. And also later in the month, we'll be doing a Twitter chat on the 21st for heart disease, and also talking with the hip-hop doc on the 16th. So you want to tune in for all the wonderful shows coming up. Have a great Saturday.
If I wasn't there when he called, he got mad.
She was always telling me how to dress.
Every time it was like, is he hitting on you?
She kept telling people I was cheating on him.
I didn't want to lose him.
Man, was she jealous.
It was like I couldn't go anywhere without him.
She didn't want me to see my friends.
He cares about me so much. I guess that's why he hit me.
Dating abuse can take many forms, some so subtle your teenager may not even know is happening. That's why parents need to know what dating abuse is and how it can start, how you can spot the signs, and most important, how you can help prevent it. So talk to your teen today. Help them understand how dating abuse can happen and teach them to choose respect in all their relationships and to expect no less when they're dating. To learn more about the warning signs of dating abuse, go to ChooseRespect.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Respect.
Give it. Get it.